afternoon.
午安.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, we ask you anoint this time.
圣灵,
we ask that you give us life and energy. And that you flow freely amongst us. In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to start with questions and answers, so if you have any questions from the last sessions, you can ask them.
我们这段时间开始可以先回应一些的这个疑问，所以大家有问题的可以先提出来，然后我们才要进行下面的课程。
Especially if you got stuck or something didn't work, ask about that, we'll try to help.
特别是关于今天早上的教导，有没有什么疑问？
All right. So I have a question.
那你们不问我就来问一个问题。
I gave you a chance.
我给你们一个机会了。
So there, it's mine now.
现在是我来问问题的时候。
If you try journaling and nothing comes, then what do you do?
如果在我们操练这个记录，写我们的日记的时候，但是却没有任何的这种自发性的思想，或是图片出现的时候，我们该怎么办呢？
You just try again.
答案就是再试一下。
If it doesn't work the second time, you try a third time.
如果第二次还是行不通，你就再试第三次。
If it's still not working, you have to ask the Lord, why isn't it working?
如果第三次还是不行，你可能就要问一下主为什么不可以。
Because it is supposed to work.
因为它应该是行得通的。
And there's a specific reason why it's not working.
如果是行不通的话，那一定有一个特别的理由原因。
And so you get together with a prayer counselor and say, let's figure this out.
你就要到祷告会里面，请大家为你祷告，说到底怎么搞的。
We're going to cover some of the objections and problems that we face.
我们会等一下会讨论一些我们在这个倾听神的声音的时候的一些阻拦跟这个困难。
And I'm going to give you some solutions, particularly in the area of vision.
我会特别在针对得到意象的这个部分给你们一些建议。
As far as hearing His voice, we all get spontaneous thoughts every day.
因为我们每一天，其实在我们脑海里都会出现很多自发性的这种念头跟图画。
If you have spontaneous thoughts every day, would you say amen?
如果你就是这样的状况，你可不可以说阿门？ Amen.
Yeah. So that shouldn't be hard.
所以应该是不困难的。
It's just a matter of identifying those thoughts and saying they came from God.
这困难的部分是我们怎么去分辨它是从神来的，还是自己来的，还是仇敌的。
Now, if you don't get spontaneous thoughts, that's because you've ruled them out.
如果你觉得你没有得到这种自发性的念头的话，那是因为你常常阻拦它。
If something's ruled out of your life, it's probably because of a vow that you made.
那如果是这个状况，可能是你自己曾经做过的内在誓言导致于这样的。And
that vow is probably connected to an ungodly belief.
那这个内在誓言可能是因为跟一个不属神的信念连结。For
example, the ungodly belief could be this.
比如说这种不属神的信念可能是
I believe spontaneous thoughts are frivolous.
我觉得这种自发性的想法是没有用的，无用的。I
believe they're worthless and they're wasted.
我觉得他们根本就是浪费的。And
therefore, I vow to cut off all spontaneous thoughts.
所以我自己就做了内在誓言，说我不要这些自发性的念头。A
person may have that ungodly belief and that inner vow.
我们如果听不到神的声音，有可能就是因为我们有这种内在誓言。They
might have been taught that by a teacher, a pastor, or a parent.
可能在我们过去的成长背景中，有老师或者是牧者给我们这样的教导。So
if there is a fruit in your life, you go back and look for the root.
所以呢，我们就是要找到我们生命中的果子，就是如果我们听不到神的声音的话，我们从这个果子再找回我们生命中种下那个果子的那个种子，去找那个根源、那个原因。If
you tell me the fruit in your life is that you do not receive any spontaneous thoughts.
如果你告诉我说你生命中的果子就是你呢，从来都听不到这种自发性的这种念头、这种想法的话。
Then I would say, let's trace that back to the root cause. What is it that you believe about spontaneous thoughts?
在你的心里头，你对这种自发性的念头，你是怎么定义的呢？
That by believing it has caused you to cut them all off.
如果呢，你不相信的话，他就会把这一些神给你的自发性的念头就阻拦在外面。
At which point the person will normally say, I don't know what I believe.
所以有的时候人就会说，我不知道我到底真正该相信的是什么。
At which point I'll respond back and say this.
那我就会这样回答。
I wasn't asking your mind what you believed, I was asking your heart.
我不是在问你的脑袋你相信什么，而是我在问你的心，我在对你的心说话，你的心里真正的是相信什么。
I don't want a response from your mind, I want a response from your heart.
因为我要的是从你心里来的答案，不是从你脑袋来的答案。
And to get that, here's what I want you to do.
那么要达到这个结果呢，我要建议你们这样做。
I want you to say this.
我要你们这样说。
Holy Spirit, would you remind me?
圣灵，请你提醒我。
Of any ungodly belief that I have.
如果我有任何不属神的信念。
That is hindering me from receiving spontaneous thoughts.
阻拦我影响了领受从神来的自发性的念头。
After you pray that prayer.
当你做了这个祷告之后。
You then tune to spontaneity.
然后就转向把就转向这个自发性的这个念头。
And you see what idea pops into your mind.
你就会发现有一些的这个有一些的想法就会从你的脑袋里面出现。
All of a sudden a picture or will flash across your mind.
就会突然之间有一个图画或者是灵感出现在你的脑海里面。
7 years of age in the schoolroom, teacher did this.
可能在你七岁的时候，在你这个小学的时候，你坐在这个课堂里头，你的老师曾经对你说一些话。
Don't dismiss that as foolishness.
不要认为那只是一个很无聊的想法。
That's the Holy Spirit by flow giving you a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge.
其实那时候就是圣灵在给你一个知识智慧性的言语。
And you say, well, I just remembered this scene when I was 7 years of age.
你会说，哎，我才刚想起来，我这个小的时候，七岁的时候发生的事。
And I was daydreaming, and the teacher came to my desk and slapped my knuckles.
当我那个时候在做白日梦的时候，老师就走过来打了我一下。
And she embarrassed me in front of the entire group.
她在整个同学面前让我，全班同学面前让我觉得非常的尴尬。
And I made a vow I would never daydream again.
那我就自己做了一个内在誓言，说我绝对不要再做白日梦了。
My ungodly belief was this.
我的非神，不是从神来的信念就是这样。
If I allow my mind to wander and do not control it.
如果我呢，自己在做白日梦的时候。
And it's being guided by flow.
然后我就让我这种自发性的念头带领我。
That's going to get me in lots of trouble.
就会让我自己陷入很大的这个窘境里面。
And it's going to produce a lot of pain in my life.
会使我的生命有经历很多的痛苦。
And therefore, I vow to control my thoughts.
所以我就用内在誓言来控制我的思想。
So fine, we go back and repent of the ungodly belief and the inner vow.
所以我们就要回到那个当初做了这个内在誓言的这个非属神的信念的这个源头来做认罪悔改的祷告。
Whenever we repent of an ungodly belief, we need to replace it with a godly belief.
当我们为这些非从神来的信念认罪悔改的时候，我们要立刻用一个属神的信念来代替它。
God, what is the truth that would replace this ungodly belief?
那神呢？什么是属你的信念，让我可以取代我过去这个不是属神的信念呢？
He'd say, I'm a river within you.
神说，我是在你的腹中流出活水的江河的神。
And I give you a constant flow of revelatory thoughts.
我会时时常常的就把这个自发性的念头放在你的思想里面。
And when you don't control your mind yourself and release it to me, I can give you revelation knowledge.
只要你把这个控制你的自发性思想的主权交给我，我就要常常把这样的念头，这样的思想放在你的脑海里。
And so I say, Lord, I believe that.
所以我就说流，圣灵的流，我相信是这样的。
And I confess that as the truth I believe.
我也宣告说我这样的真理是在我的生命中是可以行得通的。
And I have a godly purpose that goes with this new thought.
那这样的一个自发性念头是有从神来的一个目的的。
And the godly purpose replaces the ungodly inner vow.
那么从神来的对我的一个旨意呢，就取代那个非神的这个不是从神来的旨意。
I purpose by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我是圣灵的工作的一个部分。
To tune my heart and mind to flow.
透过我的圣灵在我里面的自发性的这个念头
and to honor and to receive spontaneous words and spontaneous pictures
就会得着从神来的意象。
So now I've gotten off on one railroad track and gotten onto another one.
所以我就从我过去的这种思想的习惯里面就跳到另外一个这个圣灵的流里面。
The ungodly belief was a railroad track that took me to destruction.
那个非神的信念不是从神来的信念导致我让我从神从那个自发性念头里面转移开。
The godly belief is a railroad track that takes me to life.
但是那腹中流出活水江河的流却让导向我可以转向属神的信念。
So if some of this stuff isn't working in your life, we dig and find some of these things out.
所以如果这个原则在我们的生命中行不通的话，我们必须更深的找出那个问题的源头。
And it's not that hard to find these answers.
而要找到这个问题的答案并不难。
So if you are stuck, hopefully we'll get you unstuck today.
所以如果我们当中有这种好像困住的被卡住的这个经验的话，希望今天下午的课程可以帮助大家在这个部分有突破。
If we don't get you unstuck today, then you let people around you pray with you and help discern the answer.
如果今天下午你还是觉得你没有你的卡住的部分没有被释放的话，那也许是在小组的里面要你要请别人为你一起祷告，让这个部分可以得释放。
Because God says His sheep can hear His voice.
因为神的话说，我的羊听我的声音。
And this is pretty simple.
这非常简单。
I quiet myself down.
我安静我自己，在神的同在里。
I fix my eyes on Jesus.
我聚焦注视耶稣。
I tune to spontaneity.
我转向圣灵活水的流。
And I write.
然后我记录下来。
So this none of this is hard.
所以这四个 key 一点都不难。
Unless I have an ironclad vow that says I will not.
除非我自己呢用一个铁镜把我自己的眼睛蒙住，说我不相信这一些。
So let's say this together.
所以让我们一起来说。
I choose to still myself.
我选择要安静。
In the presence of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵同在里面。
I can trust the Holy Spirit.
我可以信任圣灵，
that he will meet me in that stillness.
他可以在我安静的时候与我相遇。
I choose to fix my eyes on Jesus.
我选择要注视耶稣。
I choose to picture him in a comfortable setting.
我选择要在一个很舒适的情况里面来想象他。
I believe God wants to fill the eyes of my heart with vision.
我相信神一定可以在我心灵的眼睛里面赐给我异象。
And I ask him to do that.
而我也恳求神如此做。
I present the eyes of my heart to God to fill.
我把我自己心灵的眼睛交给神，求神给我思想跟异象。
I will use them for godly imagination.
我要用我的内在的眼睛来做属神的想象。
And I will receive dream and vision.
我要开始领受异梦跟异象。
I believe there's a river within me that flows.
我相信在我腹中有活水的江河涌流。
I believe that river is the Holy Spirit.
我相信这个腹中的活水就是圣灵。
I choose to honor flow.
我选择要遵从这个活水的流。
I choose to honor flowing thoughts.
我选择要尊重这个自发性的想法。
I choose to honor flowing pictures.
我要尊重这个自发性的意象。
I choose to honor flowing emotions.
我也要尊重这个自发性的情绪。
I honor the river within me.
我尊重在我里面腹中活水的江河。
I choose God's revelation above my own reasoning.
我选择神的启示胜过我自己的理性。
I choose anointed reasoning.
我选择这个受圣灵恩膏的理性。
I choose spirit-led reasoning.
我选择被恩膏的理性。
I choose an anointed lifestyle.
我选择受恩膏的生活方式。
I choose to do nothing of my own initiative.
我选择不按照我自己的动机来做事。
I choose to do only what I see the Father doing and hear the Father speaking.
我选择听到天父所说的我才说，看到天父所做的我才做。
I renounce any ungodly belief that's contrary to this.
我宣告任何曾经控制我的非属神的信念。
I renounce any inner vow that I have made that's contrary to this.
我宣告任何我曾经做过自我控制的内在誓言。
I reject any demons that were part of that ungodly belief and inner vow.
我拒绝我过去做过这些事情后面黑暗权势对我的控制。我拒绝我过去做过这些事情后面黑暗权势对我的控制。
I bind those demons in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督名捆绑这些后面的邪灵。
I renounce them in Jesus' name.
我拒绝他们，我奉主的名宣告。
I break their power in the name of Jesus.
我奉耶稣基督名断开他们一切的捆绑。
I command them to leave me in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督名命令这一切的邪灵离开我。
I will not give you any place from this day on.
你在我的身上无权无份无纪念。
So leave in Jesus' name.
所以你现在离开我，奉耶稣基督的名命令你。
Leave in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名离开。
Leave in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名离开。
Amen.
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 All right, that's good.
这样很好。
That's what we need to be doing.
这是我们应该要做的。
I need to repent of the lies.
我们要为我们的这个过去受到谎言的欺骗来认罪悔改。
I need to choose truth.
我要选择真理。
I need to renounce Satan.
我要这个有宣告拒绝的祷告。
And ask for the Spirit to meet me.
并且要欢迎圣灵来与我相遇。
He can and he will.
他一定会的。
Any questions you have?
还有什么问题吗？
Yes.
当我今天早上在写这个记录的时候
，Yes，
我被我左脑的这个一些想法所阻拦。
OK，
我现在还不知道怎么来这个掌握这种状况。
If the left side of your mind jumps in with reasoning，
如果当我们在写记录的时候，我们左脑一些理性的、逻辑的思想又出现的时候
，Then we have to purposely shift back to the right side of the brain。
那我们就要。特别的专注，让自己能够转向我们的右脑。
And the next section, the section on stillness, we will teach you how to do that.
那下一个这个课程呢，就是安静之后呢，我们就要教大家怎么做。
It's quite easy to shift hemispheres.
其实呢是非常容易从左脑转到右脑的。
And we'll show you how to do that.
我们会告诉大家怎么来做。
Anything else you want to ask?
还有没有其他的问题
？Okay.
Yes, over there.The thought of the spontaneous thought. Is it only happens in the quietness?
In the what?
In the, when you're quietness.
Okay, do spontaneous thoughts only happen when I'm quiet?
Yeah.
Okay. No, they happen all the time.
他们是常常在任何时候都有可能会出现。
It's easier to catch them when we're still.
我们比较容易在安静的时候能够领受这些自发性的想法。
If I'm all charged up with myself, it's a little harder for God to invade me.
如果我在我的这个生活里面充满了计划，我非常的忙碌，其实神很难来打断我，给我这样的这个自发性的念头。
But he still can invade me.
但是他还是可以来打断，来干扰。
One example would be Paul on the Damascus Road.
比如说那个保罗在大马色路上的经验。
Paul was all charged with his theology.
这个保罗被他自己的神学所充满
，his belief system，
他自己的信念
，his passion，
他自己的这个热情
，and he was totally off track。
然后他根本就在神的心意之外。
So God decided to break in anyway。
但是神还是决定就是要这个进来对他说话。
Because he knew Paul's heart was for God。
因为神知道保罗的心里其实是充满着渴慕神的。
And so God thundered from the sky。
所以神从天上就这个向他显现。
Turned him blind for 3 days。
让他三天瞎了。
It's called getting clobbered with a 2x4. It's called getting hit with a stick.
那就是意思就是把他这个震醒的意思。
I mean, God took a stick out and hit him on the head.
就是神这个好像在他的身上打。
So even when I'm not still, God can break in if he needs to and wants to.
所以即使当我不是在安静的时候，神仍然是有可能对我说话。
It's a little easier if I am still.
就是我们对我们自己来说，在安静的时候更容易领受。
Anything else?
还有没有别的问题
？Okay, go if you will to page 11 on the bottom.
让我们现在看到十一页的下方。
I just want to show you the bottom half of the page.
我要跟大家分享这下半段。
The following qualities will characterize God's injected thoughts into your heart.
就是神放在我们内心的意念的一些特征。
They're going to be like your own thoughts, your own musings, except that you sense them as coming from the heart and not the head, in that they're spontaneous.
这种从神来的这个意念呢，其实呢，跟我们自己的想法啦，跟这个图片啦，都很像，只是它不是从我们的脑袋来的，它是从我们的心里面很自然流露出来的。
That means in prayer, I tune to spontaneity.
也就是说，在祷告的里面，我自己就可以转向这个自发性的念这个念头。
That means if I want to pray without ceasing, I'm spontaneous all day long.
也就是说，如果我要祷告，我愿意要这样转向的话，就可以一整天都转向自发性的这个念头。
We say they're like your own thoughts. We say that these are like your own thoughts.
我们说呢，这好像是你自己的想法。
Let me explain that.
我解释一下。
When I'm sitting there journaling, it's going to have my vocabulary and my style of speech in it.
当我坐下来记录的时候，我是用我自己的语言，我自己习惯的方式写的。
And my brain may jump in and say, that sounds like the way you talk. I don't believe that's Jesus.
然后我们的左脑可能就会跳进来说，这个完全都像你自己写信的方式嘛，我觉得这个不太像是从神来的。
So my question is this.
所以我的问题是，
Does the Gospel of Mark have Mark's personality and Mark's style of speech in it?
马可福音里面是不是他的整个的叙述都是代表着马可他自己的风格跟他的语言写信的这个他写作的这个习惯。
Yes. Does the Gospel of John have John's personality and John's style of speech?
那约翰福音呢，是不是就表现出来约翰他自己的特质跟他的人格？
Yes. Does that mean that the Gospel of Mark was just Mark writing?
那么这样子的话，是不是马可福音就是马可他自己想象出来、自己写出来的呢？
Or was it the Holy Spirit flowing through Mark's personality?
还是说是这个圣灵的流在马可的身上，透过他然后写出来的？
Amen. Yeah.I mean, Mark says immediately about 10 or 15 times in chapter 1. He said, uses the word immediately about 10 times.
在马可福音常常我们会看到立刻怎么样，马上就去做什么。
And it wasn't immediately, he covered 31 years.
但其实呢，不是一下子马上，常常他说一下子马上是经过了31年。
It's just that he's fast-paced and impetuous.
只是他是一个个性很急的人，做事很快，所以他写，包括他的这个写作的风格都常常出现很快啊，马上啊，立刻啊，这些字眼。
And his personality is in his gospel.
那他的人格特质就表现在他写的福音书信上。
And that doesn't take anything away from it.
但是这并不会把神从神来的意念从这里头拿走。
That just proves the miracle of Christianity.
这只是证明这个我们的基督信仰的这个神秘。
God joined himself to us and flows through us.
神呢与我们合一，然后透过我们来彰显他自己。
He weaves his spirit into our personality.
他把他的圣灵恩膏在我们的灵，在我们的人格上面。
Into our vocabulary.
在透过我们的言语。
And it's the two flowing as one.
就是把两个流，把人的灵的流跟神圣灵来的流，把它两个合而为一。
And so in your journaling, when you see your personality and your vocabulary, say hooray.
所以呢，当你在记录的时候呢，是你用你的口气、你的言语，但是在写出神给你的。
Say this is the wonder of Christianity.
这个就是一个合一的一个。
God joined to me.
这个基督的信仰的这个核心就是神与我合一。
Amen.
合一。
Number two.
第二。
These thoughts come easily as God speaking in the first person.
这些自发性的念头他们会很清楚的出现，而且呢，神常常是用第一人称在讲话。
Number three, they're light and gentle, easily cut off by your own thoughts.
那第三点呢，就是他们通常是很温柔的好出现，然后很容易被自己打断。
Number four, they have an unusual content. They're wiser, more loving than your thoughts.
第四点，他们的内容都是不寻常的，比我们自己的通常的想法更有智慧，更有爱。
That'll help convince you it's God speaking, not you talking.
那个会帮助我们相信那是从神来的，不是我们自己乱想的。
Number five, they cause a special reaction within you.
那第五点呢，就是它会在我们的内在带出一个特别的反应。
They can produce excitement, faith, conviction, peace.
它会使我们产生兴奋、确信、信心、敬畏、平安。
When you embrace the thoughts, they give with them the power to carry them out.
当你相信的时候，你就会带着一个。你就带从顶受从神来的一个启示跟智慧的灵。
Number seven, your spiritual senses are trained as time goes on. It's easier to do this.
对不起，刚才是第六点哈。当你领受的时候，他们就带着能力跟喜乐可以去实行。第七个，随着时间，我们的灵的感受也会受到操练，我们会更容易经历到神用这种方式对我们说话。
That means if you try journaling today and it's kind of hard, and you try it tomorrow, it'll be easier tomorrow.
也就是说，如果今天我们在操练的时候觉得有一些困难的话，明天我们再继续操练，会觉得比较容易。 容易。
If you practice journaling for the next 55 days, when you left here, it would be extremely easy.
如果我们在颂泉的这接下来还有55天，我们都每天操练的话，当我们离开的时候，我们就会非常的这个熟悉。
And number 8.
第八点。
God is speaking to us all the time. We do hear his thoughts.
神的确是随时在对我们说话，我们常常都可以听到。
We've just been coupling his thoughts together with our thoughts, and I'm saying separate them apart.
那就是我们要学习怎么样来分辨是从神来的声音还是我自己的声音。
Turn to the next page.
那我们翻到下一页。
And I would like you to go two-thirds of the way down the page to where my fingers are and begin to write here.
那我要请大家在三分之二以下的这个空白的纸面以下，就是我手指指的之下的这个。
Leave the top of the page for journaling.
把这个之上的这个空白的纸呢，就是要写这个记录的。
So start where my fingers are and write what's on the board.
然后就写上面的笔记，就是记下来我接下来上面要讲的笔记。
Three categories of thoughts.
三种类型的思想。
Three categories of thoughts.
三种类型的念头思想。
I want to separate apart for you three different categories of thoughts.
我要跟大家。把分这三类，把这些念头分成三类。
All right, the first is, number one is spontaneous positive thoughts.
一个是自发性的积极正面的思想。
Number one is spontaneous positive thoughts.
第一个就是自发性的正面积极的思想。
And we're going to say that those come from the Holy Spirit.
那我们要说这样子的自发性正面积极的想法是从圣灵而来的。
So put equals Holy Spirit.
所以请你在这个自发性的积极正面的思想后面就用这个等号。
The spontaneous
后面就写圣灵。
Spontaneous thoughts in my mind that are positive come from the Holy Spirit.
如果在我的脑海里面出现一个自发性的积极正面的想法，这就是从圣灵来的声音。
Now leave a line blank.
然后留一行空白。
And put a number two under that.
然后下面再写第二。
And put spontaneous negative thoughts.
然后第二个就写自发性的负面的思想。
Spontaneous negative thoughts.
负面的啊，不是自发性负面的消极的思想。
And put equals demons.
把它这个写下相等于从邪灵来的思想。
We're going to say they come from demons.
我们说这样子的想法就是从邪灵来的。
And then leave a line blank and put a number three.
然后留一个空行，再写下面第三类。
And number three is going to be analytical thoughts.
第三类呢，就是这个分析性的这个思想，逻辑性的，有理性。
Analytical thoughts.
一个分析的，理性的这些念头。
Put equal self.
后面就是写等号，是这是从我自己而来的。
So, 2 plus 2 is 4.
所以呢，当我们想到，2加2是等于4。
Analytical thought.
这就是一个理性的分析。
Connected thinking.
是一个连接的这个想法。
Comes from self.
从我自己而来的。
Now let's go back and define 1 and 2 and 3 more clearly.
那我们再回到第一、第二、第三点，再来个别的详细说明。
We're going to suggest this.
我们建议这样。
And don't write until I tell you what to write.
你们现在就当我在讲这个每一个仔细分析的时候，先不要写下，直到我告诉你们说记下这个，你们再写笔记。
We're going to say a spontaneous positive thought.
我们要说呢，自发性积极正面的思想
is a thought that lines up with any name of the Holy Spirit.
是跟圣灵，是跟圣，都是跟圣灵有关的。
So what are some names of the Holy Spirit?
所以圣灵的。
Name? So what are some names of the Holy Spirit?
所以圣灵的名字有哪一些呢?
What are we getting?
The Spirit of Truth.
Okay.
The 谋略 Strategy. Spirit of Wisdom.
Okay.
Revelation. Strategy.
Let me give you a few words to write down.
让我给你们一些名字，把它写下来。
Comforter.
他是安慰者。
Comforter and counselor.
他是安慰者，保惠师。
Any spontaneous thought that's comforting, I assume came from the comforter.
所以呢，如果我领受到一个有安慰性的这个自发性的念头，这就是从我们的圣灵保惠安慰者而来的。
Any spontaneous thought that's counseling, I assume came from the counselor.
如果我得到的是一个比较咨询性的这个念头，在帮助我的话，这就是从测试而来的，就是它是一个测试。
Spirit of truth.
它是真理的灵。
Any spontaneous thought that has truth, I'm assuming came from the spirit of truth.
如果这个自发性的思想是真理，那我就会 我就会认为他是从真理的灵而来的。
He's the one called alongside to help.
他是那个被这个被呼召就是要来帮助我们的。
Any spontaneous thought that helps, I'm assuming, comes from the helper.
如果这个自发性的这个想法呢是对我有帮助，是想要帮助我的，我就想他是从我的帮助者而来的。
Let's define number two.
那么我们要来定义第二点。
A spontaneous negative thought comes from a demon.
第二类这种自发性的负面消极的想法。
What are some of the names of Satan?
那撒旦有哪一些名字呢？
He's an accuser.
控告者，他是控告者。
Adversary.
Liar.
Liar. Accuser, adversary, liar.
是这个仇敌，他是这个怎么？Destroyer.
Yes. Any spontaneous thought that's accusative.
如果任何自发性的这个念头是对我们来对我们控告
or adversarial,
或者是这个让我们觉得很消极
or destructive,
或是有毁灭性的
or contains a lie,
或者是带有这个谎言
I'm going to assume came from
Satan. 我就会把它分类，这是从撒旦来的声音
or from one of his demons,
就是从或者是从某一个邪灵来的声音
So here's an accusative thought.
所以这个就是我要讲一下什么是这个控告者的声音。
If you love God, you'd have never done that.
如果你爱神的话，你都不会这样做。
That's accusative.
那个就是一个控告，就是说，如果你做了一件事情，你的脑海里头就出现一个意念说，如果你爱神的话，你绝对不会这样做的。那这个就是从仇敌来对你的控告。
I say I bind that demon.
那我就要说，我这时候就要怎么做？我就要奉耶稣基督的名捆绑这个声音，这个邪灵。
In the name of Jesus, and I command it to be still in Jesus' name.
我要奉耶稣基督的命令那个邪灵闭嘴。
Okay, how about this for an accusative thought?
那我再举另外一个例子，这个。
If God loved you, He would never have done that.
如果神爱你的话，他才不会让你发生这种事情呢。
I say I bind that demon of accusation in the name of Jesus.
我就奉耶稣基督的名捆绑这个控告的邪灵。
I command it to be gone in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的名命令他离开。
How about this for a thought? An accusative thought.All politicians are evil.
所有的政治家都是邪恶的。
True or a lie? That's a lie.
这是谎言。
So we say this.
所以我们应该要这样讲。
Repeat this after me.
跟我一起重复。
I bind that demon.
我奉耶稣基督的名捆绑那个邪灵。
In the name of Jesus. And I command it to be gone.
我奉主的名命令你离开。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
That's what I do with spontaneous negative thoughts.
那是当我的脑海里头出现一些自发性的负面消极想法的时候，我就会奉耶稣基督的名捆绑这些邪灵离开。
I assume they came from demons.
我就是把他们分类在
I treat them as demonic.
邪灵来的，我也对待他们的方式就像对待邪灵一样。
I bind them in the name of Jesus.
我奉耶稣基督的名捆绑他们。
And I command them to leave in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的名命令他们离开。
I am one through whom another flows.
我是一个这个神的灵能够透过我流露的一个器皿。
So now I separate three kinds of thoughts.
那我现在已经帮大家分类了三种的这个类型的思想。
Analytical thoughts we would define this way.
那么理性的分析性的思考呢，思想呢，我会这样子定义。
As connected thoughts.
它是一个这个
connected.
Connected
连接的。You build them one on top of the other.
就是一个接着一个。的这种思想
I say, let me think this through.
那我会想，我要好好想一下。
Two plus two is four.
我会想说二加二等于四。
Those are connected thoughts.
这种就是叫做连结性的。
Okay.、
就
是、so out of those three categories, I prefer category one.
在这三类型的思想里面呢，我最喜欢的就是第一类型，自发性积极正面的思想。
I want spontaneous positive thoughts.
我喜欢第一类。
I do not want Satan's thoughts.
我不喜欢从撒旦来的思想。
I don't really want my thoughts.
我也不喜欢我自己的想法。
Since my thoughts are not his thoughts, I don't really want mine.
因为我的想法如果不是属神的，我就不喜欢。所以我最喜欢的就是第一类。
It is countercultural. That idea is countercultural.
这个想法。
It's against the culture that I live in.
这个想法其实呢是不符合这个我的这个文化背景的。
Because the culture tells me to live out of myself.
因为我们西方的文化是要靠自己，自我主义。
Which is not what Jesus did.
但这并不是耶稣所期待的。
All right, let's go on to the next page.
那我们看到下一页。
praying with an idol in your heart.
带着心中的这个想象来祷告。
Let's go to Ezekiel 14:4, which is the verse on the top of the page. Ezekiel 14:4.
让我们一起来翻到以西结书十四章四节。
Praying Ezekiel 14:4.
以西结十四章四节。
Praying with an idol in your heart.
所以你要告诉他们，主耶和华如此说：以色列家中的人，凡将他的假神接到心里，把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前，又救了先知来的，我耶和华在他所求的事上，必按他众多的假神回答他。
Did you read the verse? Okay. All right. So what's that verse say?
所以这个以西结书十四章四节说的是什么呢?
Here's the question I'd like you to answer.
我希望你回答一个问题。
If you want an answer from God,
如果你希望从神得到一个答案,
and you go to a prophet to get an answer from God,
然后你去到了一个先知的面前去要求他给你一个答案,
and you have an idol in your heart,
你就是有在你的心中有一个偶像,
who is going to give you the answer?
谁会给你心中要的答案呢? God.
Who?
God.
God is right. All right, it says God gives the answer.
是神自己会给我们我们要的答案。
He says, if you come to the prophet, I, the Lord, will be brought to give him an answer in the matter in view of the multitude of his idols.
因为如果你去问先知的话，我就会按着他众多的假神回答他。这是写在以西结书十四章四节的。
So here's an example of a person praying with an idol in his heart.
所以这上面这个图画就是有一个人在祷告的时候，他在跟他的偶像祷告，带着他的偶像。
God says, I'll give you the answer.
神就说我要给你答案。
But it's going to flow through the idol.
但是是从这个假神来的。
It's not a pure answer heart to heart.
这并不是一个直接的神对我们的心说话的一个回答。
What should have happened is this.
那正确应该发生的状况应该是这样。
I present an issue to God.
我在神的面前把我的这个请求提出来。
I get a pure answer heart to heart.
我就直接从神那边，从神那里心对心的得到一个从神来的答案。
With no distortion.
没有任何的这个分这个虚假。
So what turns an issue into an idol?
所以是什么原因让我们把这个事件会去转向这个偶像呢？
Let's go back.
让我们再看前一个。
The thing that turns an issue into an idol is this.
那会造成我们把这个事情会转向去寻求这个偶像是这样。
When the thing I am praying about is larger in my consciousness than the one I'm coming to.
如果我这个所祷告的这个事情大于这个 bigger。
Here the idol is large, Jesus is small.
如果在我心中我想的这个事情呢，如果是比耶稣还更大的话，
All right, here the
这就是一个偶像。
Here the issue is small and Jesus is large.
但是当我直接跟耶稣祷告，不是透过这个偶没有这个偶带着这个偶像的话，就是说在我心中所想的这个事情，它是比耶稣小的。
So the question I want to ask is, who fills my vision while I'm praying?
所以我现在要问的是说，当我在祷告的时候，是谁？
If I'm praying for Aunt Matilda's elbow to get healed, if I'm praying for my aunt's elbow to get healed,
如果我祷告我的这个手肘得到医治,
and I fix my eyes on her elbow,
然后我的眼目呢却定睛在我自己的手肘上,
am I praying properly or improperly?
那我的祷告合不合宜? No.
Improperly. Her elbow has become an idol.
因为我自己的手肘就变成了我的心中的偶像。
Because nowhere does the Bible say fixing my eyes on my aunt's elbow.
因为呢，圣经上从来没有教导过我们，当我们祷告的时候，要把眼目定睛在自己的手肘上。
The Bible says, "Fixing my eyes on Jesus."
圣经告诉我们说，我们祷告的时候，我们眼目要定睛在耶稣的身上。
So I need to make sure that Jesus fills the eyes of my heart.
那我要确信，当我在祷告的时候呢，是耶稣充满在我的心中。
The reason this is so important is because of this.
那为什么这么重要呢？是因为
the intuitive. This is on the bottom of your page.
那这就在我们的讲义上面。
The principle is the intuitive flow comes out of the vision being held before your eyes.
这就是这个直觉性的这个流。
Right there.
原则就是说，这个意象直觉的流露在人的眼前，被紧紧的抓住，在我们讲义上面最下倒数第二行。
The journaling and the flow comes out of the vision being held before your eyes.
这个记录呢，当我们在写日记的时候，这记录呢，就像这个直觉的意象一样，流露在我们的眼前。
If my eyes are fixed on Jesus and I tune the flow,
如果我是眼目聚集在耶稣的身上，而我呢，就自己也调准对准这个自发性的流。
Then the flow will be coming from Jesus.
那么这个自发的流就是从神而来的。
If my eyes are fixed on Mercedes Benz and I tune the flow,
如果当我在写记录的时候，我的心思意念却定睛在这个宾士轿车上。
The flow comes through the Mercedes Benz.
那么这个流呢，就是从这个宾士轿车来的。
If my eyes are fixed on getting even with you,
如果我的这个眼目是聚焦在我要跟你 跟你这个平等。
And I tune to flow.
那么我转我的这个调整我的那个内心的时候。
Then the flow is going to come through revenge.
那这个流就会从这个复仇这个报仇的这个里面流出来。
So it's very important that you know where your eyes are fixed when you're praying.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，在领受的时候，我们必须很注意我们是聚焦在哪里。
No one had given me any teaching on this in my early Christian life.
在我这个早年基督徒的生活里面，从来没有人教导过我。
So normally my eyes were fixed on what I was praying about, not the one I was coming to.
所以常常我祷告的时候，我的眼目是定睛在我祷告的事情上面，但并不是聚焦在耶稣的身上。
Now I'm very careful to make sure that Jesus is in the picture when I'm praying.
那我现在就很注意到，当我在祷告的时候，耶稣有没有在我的意象，在我的图画里面。
One of my students in our university,
在我的大学里头的一个学生,
he was emailing me some of his journaling, and he lived in Australia.
他住在澳洲, 他就是 email 给我呢, 他自己所写下来的这个记录。
The first part of his journaling was beautiful.
他第一个部分的这个记录, 第一段的这个记录非常美。
The second part of his journaling, he was attacking Pharisees.
Pharisees.那第二段的这个记录呢，他就好像他自己就变成像是一个法利赛人一样。
And the journey became very vicious.
那这个记录就变得非常的邪恶，比较邪恶。
And I asked him this question.
那我就问他这个问题。
When you wrote the second part of your journaling,
当你在写第二段的记录的时候。
Was Jesus in the scene?
耶稣有没有在你的这个图画里面？
Or had you dropped Jesus out of the scene?
还是你把耶稣丢开了？
And he said he had dropped Jesus out.
那他说他在写第二段的记录的时候，他就把耶稣丢掉了。
And his eyes were fixed on the Pharisees.
那他的眼睛呢，就注视在这个法利赛人身上。
And he is tuned to flow, and he is journaling.
那他就呢转向他就转了他自己里面，对焦在这个自发性的流上面。
And he's getting a messed up journal entry.
那他就呢得到一个非常混乱的这个。
Because the Bible does not say fix your eyes on Pharisees.
因为圣经上没有说要把我们的眼目聚焦在法利赛人身上。
The Bible says fix your eyes on Jesus.
圣经说我们要把我们的眼目定睛在耶稣的身上。
Now I knew that verse, I just wasn't applying it.
我知道这样子的状况。
And so the Lord taught me, Mark, apply the verse.
所以耶稣主就告诉我要运用这个经文。
How about some examples in the Bible of people getting a messed up journal entry?
我给你们举一个例子，在圣经里面关于人在这种经历里面混乱的。
There's a verse on the bottom of your page, page 13.
在十三页下面有一段经文是。
It's Numbers 22, verse 15 and following.
是民数记二十二章十五到三十五节。
Numbers 22, verse 15 and following.
民数记二十二章。
It's a story of
十五到三十五。
It's a story of Balaam, who's a prophet, and Balak, who's a king.
就是讲到这个巴兰这个先知的事情，还有这个巴勒。
Balaam the prophet does two journal entries.
这个巴兰呢，他做了两次他的这个记录。
The first one is good. The second one is messed up.
第一个是好的，但是第二个呢是很混乱的。
Verse 12 is his first journal entry.
十二节是讲到他第一次的这个记录。
God says to Balaam, "Do not go with them. You shall not curse this people, for they are blessed."
神对巴兰说，你不可同他们去，也不可咒诅那民，因为那民是蒙福的。
Balak was asking, Balaam to come and curse the Israelites.
因为巴勒呢，就摩押王巴勒呢，就召巴兰来这个咒诅犹太人。
God said, "You cannot curse the Israelites. They're blessed. They're my children."
那神就对巴兰说，你不可以咒诅以色列人，因为那民是蒙福的。
If you think that's an accurate journal entry, would you say amen?
如果你认为这是一个正确的记录，那就请你说 amen。
Amen. I believe it is.
我也相信这是正确的。
It's interesting to me that Balaam, the prophet, wasn't even an Israelite.
我很惊讶，这个巴兰，他
Balaam was not an Israelite.
Oh, 我很惊讶，这个巴兰不是以色列人。
Balaam was a foreigner.
啊，巴兰是一个这个外邦人。
That means he was not a prophet of Israel.
这个意思就是说，他并不是以色列的这个先知。
If he was living today and was not part of the new Israel, which is the church.
如果在今天他不是在教他不是在教会里面的这个先知
and he was able to get words out of the spirit realm
他却可以从灵界领受到这些思想
then what category of people would I want to put him in
那我要把他放在哪一类型的人当中我要怎么定义他这个人
I'd call him a psychic or a new ager
我会叫他是新世纪运动里面的人或是他是一个灵媒
I didn't know that people like that could get accurate words from God
我不晓得任何一个人他们能够这么正确的
But see, God reigns on the just as well as on the unjust. God reigns on the just as well as on the unjust.
但是呢神是这个掌权的所以他在义人的当中掌权他也在这个未信主的人当中掌权
The Bible is clear that God gives revelation to people who are not Christians.
圣经上明白的讲到神也给那些还不认识他的人给他们启示
This is an example of that.
这就是一个证明。
Verse 15, Balak again sends more leaders, more numerous, more distinguished than the former.
那在十五节的时候，巴勒又差遣的使臣比先前的又多又尊贵。
And verse 17, he says he'll honor him richly if he'll just come and curse the Israelites.
那在十七节讲到巴勒对巴兰说，我必要使你得极大的尊荣，你向我要什么，我就给你什么，只求你来为我受主这名。
In verse 18, Balaam replied to the servants of Balak, even though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold.
那十八节巴兰就回答巴勒的臣仆说，巴勒就是将他满屋的金银给我，行大事小事也不得越过耶和华我神的命。
I'm assuming he's picturing a house full of silver and gold.
我在想，他一定在他脑海中开始想象这些满屋的金银。
So I think he's got an idol in his heart.
所以我相信他心中有偶像。
And he gets a journal entry.
所以呢他就记下他的记录
And in verse 20 is the journal entry
那在第二十节就是他的记录
God came to Balaam at night and said to him If the men have come to call you Rise up and go with them
那二十节就讲到当夜神临到巴兰那里说这些人若来招你你就起来同他们去你只要遵行我对你所说的话
In the last journal entry he says don't go
在最后这一节想
And now he's saying
在第一次神对他说不要去但是在第二次他却说你起来神却对他说你起来同他们去
In this journal entry God is telling him to go
那就是第一次是叫他不要去第二次却叫他去
So we have two contradictory journal entries
所以我们有一个 相当不同的相反的状况的这个两次记录
So verse 21 Balaam arises in the morning and he goes
所以呢第二十一节巴兰早上起来呢他就背上驴他就去了
In verse 22 God is angry because he's going
那二十二节神就非常生气因为巴兰走了
But didn't God just tell him to go?
但是神不是才告诉他在二十节讲到叫他去吗
Did God tell him to go?
那神到底有没有叫巴兰去呢
Did God tell him to go?
神到底有没有叫巴兰去 No No
No
No
Verse 20
二十节
God came to Balaam at night and said If the men have come to call you
二十节当夜神临到巴兰那里说这些人若来招你
The men were at his house calling him
那些人若来招你
He says rise up and go with them
那神说你就起来同他们去
Did God tell him to go?
神有没有叫他去 Yes. No.
Does your Bible say the same as mine?
你们的圣经跟我的圣经是不是一样的啊
My Bible says this.
我的圣经是这样讲。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
God came to Balaam at night.
神当夜临到巴兰那里说。
And said, if the men have come to call you.
这些人若来招你。
Had the men come to call him?
这些人有没有来招巴兰呢 No.
No?
No. Those people didn't come to call him.
But the verse before said the men were there at his house calling him and saying, come.
但是在前面的这个十八节那边有说那些人来到他的
They were there. They were calling him and saying, come.
有到他的房子里面要来找他
Right? Right?
对不对
I mean,
When, okay, the analytical
thought is like this. Because those people in a bomb, in this prophet's house, it's before the Lord give prophets these words. And then after the Lord said to the prophet, the night after the God speak to him, nobody come to, you know, call him.
Well, okay. We are free to disagree here.
我们有权利哈, 不同意。
And I will honor your position if you disagree with me. That's fine.
但是呢, 我也, 如果你们不同意我, 我也尊重你们的个人的这个选择, 像, 这个想法。
If here's the way I would look at it.
那我是怎么来看这个经文的呢?
In the story, Balak has sent messengers to Balaam.
在这个经文里面, 就是巴勒有叫他的这个臣仆去招这个巴兰。
And they're at his house saying, come and curse the Israelites.
在他的房子就告诉他说, 来, 来为我咒诅这些以色列民。
And so that night God says, if the men have come to call you,
所以当夜神就对巴兰说, 如果他们那些人若来招你,
which is they were at his house inviting him to come and curse the Israelites,
也就是说讲到说他们已经在他的房子里面邀请这个巴兰要去这个咒诅以色列民。
I would assume that the prerequisite has been met.
那我会认为这个这句话的上半段条件句是已经成就了，已经发生了。But
you are welcome to disagree with that.
但是当然你有自由权不同意我所想所说的。So
anyway, let's just play along with me for a minute.
那anyway,因为我是讲员哦,就请你先忍受一下。Even
if you disagree.
虽然就算你不同意的话。
The next verse, 22, it says God was angry because he was going.
那第22节就讲到说神因为巴兰去了就发怒。And
God sends an angel with a sword to lop off his head.
那这个耶和华的使者站在路上抵挡他。So
here we see God saying go, but now we see God's mad because he's going.
那我们就看到神一会儿说叫他可以去,但是一会儿又发怒。So
what's happening?
所以到底发生了什么事?
I think he's praying with an idol in his heart.
我相信巴兰呢是带着他心中的偶像在祷告。I
think the idol is a house full of gold and silver.
我相信他心中的偶像就是满屋子充满了金银。I
think the idol is how much money he could make if he gets close to the king.
我相信他心里想的就是说，他如果为王去做这个事情的话，他到底可以变得多富有。And
God says, if you pray with an idol, he says, I'll give you an answer in light of your idol.
那神就说呢，如果你带着心中的偶像祷告的话呢，我就会让这个你的这些想法是从这个
God said,
I'll give这些偶像来的。God
said, I'll give you the answer, but it won't be pure.
神说我会给你答案，但是却不是这个纯净的。It'll
be what you want to hear.
而是你想要听到的答案。Because
you didn't really want to hear truth.
因为你心里其实并不是真的想得到真的答案。You
wanted to have it your way.
你想要得到你自己的答案。And
you're just begging me to have it your way.
你其实只是在向我祷告，我能够照你的方式来成就。You're
not showing me honor, you're not showing me respect.
你并不尊重我，也不这个尊荣我。And
you're not reverencing me.
你没有敬畏我。And
I am not Mickey Mouse in the sky.
那我也不是那个米老鼠。I
am Almighty God.
我是全能的神。If
you don't want to show me reverence, I can fit you for destruction.
如果呢，你不尊崇我呢，我就会让你可以。
There is a comment on this story in the New Testament.
在新约中有一段话是对这个的一个评论。2 Peter 2:15。
I believe confirms that he had an idol in his heart. I believe confirms that he had an idol in his heart.
他们离弃
2 Peter 2:15 says, forsaking the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
他们离弃正路就走岔了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。What
does he love?
那巴兰喜欢什么?
Tell me.
请你们告诉我。
The money. He loves the money.
巴兰喜欢钱。
The Bible clearly says his heart was wrapped around the money.
圣经这里明明地说巴兰的心被这个不义的工价充满。
He did not have his eyes on Jesus.
他没有注目在耶稣的身上。
He had his eyes on a house full of silver and gold.
他把他的眼目定睛在满屋子的金银上面。
He is praying with an idol in his heart.
他带着他心中的偶像在祷告。
And he is getting a messed up journal entry.
那他就得到了一个非常混乱的这个经历。
God said, I'll give you the answer, but it's going to be in light of the idol.
神说我会给你答案，但是却是透过那个偶像。
How about some other examples of this in the Bible?
那我再给你们另外的例子。
When the Israelites wanted a king,
当这个以色列曾经有一个王。
God said, "No, I'm going to be your king."
神说不，我要成为你们当中的王。
They said, "We want to be like other nations."
但是以色列民继续跟神祷告说，我们要像其他国的民一样，他们也有国王。
Other nations have kings.
那其他的国都有王。
And God said, "No, I'm going to be your king."
那主虽然当一开始的时候说不，我就是你们的王。
They said we want a king.
但是以色列民还是很坚持说，我们还是要一个王。
God said if I give you a king, they're going to lead you into taxation and idolatry.
那神就说，如果呢，我给你们有一个王，他就会给你们课税，而且这个国就会走向这个，就会拜偶像。
They said we want a king.
但是以色列民仍然说，我们要一个王。
Did God give them a king?
那神有没有给他们王？
有。
Yes.
Yes. Yes, he did.Did he pick the first king by name?
那他是不是选了第一个王?
Saul?
扫罗?
Did he? Yeah. Yes. Did the kings lead them into taxation and idolatry?
那扫罗有没有带领他,有没有使以色列民陷入这个很重的税收,不是税,要纳税,然后还有带他们拜偶像?
Did he?
有没有?
Yes. Can I get things from God he doesn't want to give me?Can I get things from God he doesn't want to give me?
我可不可以从神那边得到他不想要给我的东西?
Can I? Yes, and with it, I will receive the repercussion.
但是如此的话我就会得到。
Okay. How about the kings, how about the Israelites in the wilderness?
那当以色列人在旷野的时候呢?
They are receiving manna every day.
他们每一天都收到玛纳。
And they want meat instead.
但是他们却要吃肉。
They're begging God for meat.
他们就跟神祈求要吃肉。
Does he give them meat?
那神有没有给他们肉?
And with the meat comes what?
那跟着这个肉来的呢?
Wasting disease, leanness of soul.
就是这个生病啦、瘟疫啦等等。
And many die.
那许多人就死了。
Can I get things from God he doesn't want to give me?
我会不会从神那边得到神不想给我的东西呢?
Yes, and with it I will receive what?
那但是当我得到神不想要给我东西的时候，接着而来的是什么?
The consequence.
就是那个结果。
So it's very important that I not pray with an idol in my heart.
所以非常重要，就是我不能带着我心中的偶像来祷告。
It's very important I start my prayer like Jesus taught us to start our prayer.
所以我应该要照着耶稣教导我的祷告来祷告。
He said, start your prayer with this.
他说我们应该要这样开始祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
He said, don't start with your elbow.
他说不要从你的手肘开始。
He said, fix your eyes on me.
不要注视在你的问题上，要注视在这个耶稣的身上。
Declare who I am.
宣告我是谁。
Holy, holy.
圣洁，圣洁。
Hallowed be thy name.
我的名要被尊崇。
You are Almighty God.
你是全能的神。
You are righteous.
你是公义的。
You are holy.
你是圣洁的。
You are King of all.
你是万王之王。
Begin your prayer by getting your eyes on me.
一开始的祷告要定睛在耶稣的身上。
Declare who I am.
宣告耶稣是谁。
Come into my presence.
进入神的同在。
And then begin to declare my kingdom as you see it.
然后就开始宣告我的神国的降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
On earth as it be in heaven.
愿你旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
Those are commands.
这些是一个命令。
Lord, I command peace to this earth as it is in heaven.
主我命令呢我宣告呢，你的平安要临到在这里，如同在天上。
I command righteousness to be exalted.
我宣告你的公义要在地上被彰显。
I command wickedness to be undermined.
我要宣告那些不义的事都要毁坏。
Place quicksand under the feet of the wicked.
我要宣告那些仇敌已经是你脚下的败将。
So we start our prayer with God, and then we work our way down.
所以呢，我们的祷告一开始一定是要定睛聚焦在神的身上。
This principle of praying with an idol in my heart has helped me purify my journaling.
这一些呢就是学习怎么除掉带着心中的偶像祷告的这些过程帮助我在记录我自己的这个经历
I make sure that when I begin to journal I fix my eyes on Jesus first
我确定当我要开始记录我要开始这个经历的时候呢我定睛聚焦在耶稣的身上
I come into his presence and I tune to flow
我来到神的同在里面然后我转向这个自发性心中的流
and I pray out of flow
然后我就跟着这个流来祷告
Now, when I learned this, I realized I had messed up quite a few prayer entries.
那这个当我知道学习到这个的时候，我才知道以前原来我曾经在祷告里面弄混了一些事情。
So I prayed a prayer of repentance and said, "God, forgive me."
所以呢，我就在神的面前做悔改的祷告。
We can do that if you would like to.
我们也现在也可以来做这样的祷告，如果我们愿意的话。
Amen.
Amen.
Pray. Pray this after me.
请跟着我一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣,
I repent.
我悔改。
For praying with idols in my heart.
我曾经带着心中的偶像祷告。
For fixing my eyes on what I am praying about.
我总是定睛在我要祷告的事项上。
And not fixing my eyes upon you.
而不是注目在你的身上。
I ask your forgiveness for those times.
我求你赦免我那些错误。
I choose not to pray that way.
我选择不再那样祷告。
From now on, I'll fix my eyes upon Jesus.
从现在开始，我要定睛在你的身上。
I will come into his presence.
我要进到你的同在。
I will declare him.
我要宣告你。
And when I'm in his presence, I will tune to flow.
当我在你同在里面，我就要转向自发的流。
And I will allow flow to lead me in my prayer time.
那我要让这个自发的流在我祷告里面带领我。
Holy Spirit, if I forget to do this,
圣灵如果我忘记这样做,
I ask that you would remind me.
我求你来提醒我。
And as you do,
当你这样做,
I purpose to fix my eyes back upon Jesus.
我就要选择再次转目定睛在耶稣的身上。
And Lord, for any decisions I've made,
主，我任何的决定
that were made with idols in my heart,
就是在如果在我的心里面，是有带着我心里的偶像祷告的。
I repent of those decisions.
我为那些曾经做过的决定悔改。
I offer them back to you.
我把那些祷告交在你的面前。
I ask that you would take my mistakes.
我求你带走我的错误。
And that you would build your kingdom even through my mistakes.
你可以在我的错误上建造你的国度。
I thank you that you are big enough to do that.
我感谢你。因为你真伟大。你可以改变我的错误。
I worship you, the true and the living God.
我敬拜你，真理的神。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a good prayer. Any questions? Any questions you have about praying with an idol in your heart?
在这段里面有没有问题？现在是可以发问。
We should take a break, I think.
我们可以
We'll take one or two questions, and we'll take a break. The question is, must Jesus be in every scene while I'm praying?
耶稣是不是要在我所得到的意象的每一个里面都出现呢？
Correct. For me, the answer is yes.
对我来说，这个答案是的。
The only place the Bible commands me to fix my eyes is on Jesus.
这个圣经的经文就是告诉我说，我要定睛在耶稣的身上。
It never tells me to look anywhere else.
没有告诉我说要看任何其他的地方。
And so I see no reason not to see him with me at all times.
所以呢，我觉得这个应该没有错，就是我应该随时随地的都要看到他。
He is Emmanuel, God with me.
他是以马内利与我同在的神。
He's standing right here.
他就站在我的旁边。
I am never ever separate from him.
我跟他从来不会分离的。
And there's no reason I shouldn't see that reality.
那也就是说，在真实世界里面，当我在想象的时候，应该这也会发生。
I spent several months practicing seeing him everywhere.
我曾经花了七个月的时间，每天操练想象，他就在我的旁边。
And I learned to see him everywhere.
那我就学习在每一个我到的每一个地方都可以看到他。
When I would be jogging along the road, I would picture him there with me.
当我在慢跑的时候，我就想象他跟着我一起慢跑。
When I'm interceding for a person, I'll picture Jesus there and see what he's doing.
那当我在为人代祷的时候，我也想象耶稣就在那个人的旁边。
When I'm counseling, I picture Jesus in the seat there next to me in the room.
当我在为人做咨询的时候，咨商的时候，我也想象耶稣就在我们的当中。
When I'm preaching, he's standing right here next to me.
当我讲道的时候，我当然想象他就在我的旁边喽。
Or he might be sitting there on the top of that piano.
也有可能他就坐在那个钢琴的上面，正在看我们。
Slapping his knees and having a great time.
然后呢，他就拍用手呢拍脚，然后享受这个我们在谈论他的时间。
And that's where I see him when I look.
那这是我自己想象，耶稣同在的情况。
He's usually having a whole lot more fun than I am.
他通常比我还有趣的。
And he's encouraging me to lighten up and have a whole lot more fun too.
他也常常鼓励我要更有趣。
He normally is laughing.
他通常都是会在笑。
And I was always so stressed out.
那我常常都是比较这个有压力紧张。
And he just said over and over, Mark, be at peace, I'm here.
那他常常就对我说，马可啊，你要这个放松，轻松点，我与你同在。
And I have learned to be at peace because God is here.
那我也就学习呢，要放轻松，因为神在这里掌权。
And that was a huge change in my life.
那因为这样呢，我整个生命有一个很大的改变。
Because I thought he was a long way away and the Antichrist was the one who was here.
那我以前都觉得他是很远很远，站在很远的，而不知道他就在我旁边。
And he said, Mark, I have destroyed the power of the Antichrist.
这个他就说，主就对我说，我已经这个除掉了这个反基督的这个灵。
I knocked Satan's teeth down his throat on Calvary.
我是那个为你钉在十字架上的耶稣。
He has no authority unless you want to give him authority.
撒旦在我的身上，仇敌在我的身上是没有任何的这个权势的，除非我们给他这个地步。
You can re-empower him by having faith in him.
除非你对这个撒旦是有信心的，否则他在你身上没有能力。
But he said, don't.
但是耶稣说不会。
He said, have faith in the risen Christ.
耶稣对我说，要对复活的基督有信心。
Believe that the Most High rules in the realm of mankind.
要相信耶稣是掌权在一切之上。
Believe that this is the kingdom of God.
要相信这是属神的这个国度。
And he told me, get my eyes off the Antichrist, get my eyes on the risen Christ.
他叫我的注目要这个转向复活的耶稣。
And I have made that shift in my own personal life.
我也在我的生命中呢，就做了一个这样子的调整。
Because there's no verse in the Bible that says fixing our eyes on the Antichrist.
因为圣经上没有说我们要定睛在那个是敌基督是吗？我看敌基督的身上没有，圣经上没有这样讲。
Are we okay? Any other questions? Any other questions? All right. We'll start with the second question first.
我们先回答第二个问题，就是你刚才问的，就是偶像的定义是什么
？The definition of an idol is this.
偶像的定义就是
when anything is more prominent in my vision than Jesus is.
当我在祷告的时候，我看的那个图画里面，任何的事物都占据比耶稣更大的这个重要性跟这个地位的时候
，that thing has become an idol.
那个东西、那个人或是事情，或是我们为身体祷告，那个部分就成为了我们的偶像。
Because the Bible said, "Fixing my eyes on Jesus."
因为圣经上说，我们要定睛在耶稣的身上。
Not fixing my eyes on things.
不是把眼目聚焦在我们祷告的那个事情或是那个人的上面。
So I can remove all idols instantaneously.
所以我可以立刻把我心中所有的偶像除掉。
By fixing my eyes on Jesus.
只要我转向耶稣。
I'm thrilled to know that I can do that.
我知道，我非常有信心知道我可以这样做。
Instant removal of all idols.
立刻就把所有的偶像除掉。
By worshiping in tongues, fixing my eyes on Jesus, and seeing Him.
就是当我用方言来敬拜，转向耶稣，定睛在耶稣身上的时候。
And then bringing issues to Him and watch how He responds to them.
然后我再把我的祷告的这个祈求带到耶稣的面前，看耶稣怎么样来对我说。
All right, so would be going is going to a prophet the same as praying with an idol in my heart?
所以呢，如果我们去找一个先知来为我们祷告，就跟我们带着心中的偶像祷告呢是有同样的状况。
I wouldn't think it should be the same.
我觉得这两个应该是不同的。
Unless I'm going to a specific prophet who will agree with me and say what I want him to say.
除非就是我去找的那个先知是我知道他会照着我心中所要的答案来回答我的。
In that case, it would be an idol.
那样子的话，那个状况才是一个叫做才是这个带着这个偶像祷告。
Any other questions?
还有没有
？Yes.
Okay, there are famous pastor in Korean called Pastor David Yongchik Kyu. Okay.And he once taught the prayer of you. If you want something like you want a bicycle, first you have to visualize in the fourth dimension space, and then yes. You get it.
Yes.
So is this connected to the prayer with the idol in your
okay.
heart?
Okay. Dr. Cho teaches that principle in his book, The Fourth Dimension.
赵恩金牧师的确在他的这个四度空间的这个祷告里面有教导。
He tells that story in his book.
他在那个书里头有讲到这样的事情。
I had a chance to be in his church a few weeks ago when I was in Korea.
我才刚刚几个礼拜之前呢，到韩国去，刚好有机会就去赵恩金牧师的教会。
I have benefited greatly from Paul Yung Hee Cho's preaching.
我其实从他的这个讲道里面，我获益良多。
I believe what Cho is saying is this.
我相信他所说的是这样的。
In that story, the Lord told Cho this.
在那个故事里面，神这样教导他。
The Lord said, I want you to pick the bicycle you want, and I want you to visualize it.
神是对他说，我要你选择你想要的这个脚踏车，并且我会把它给你。
So
he 然后我要你去想象。
He was being led by a rhema word from God.
所以他是被神特别给他自己个人的个人性的启示的话语所领导。
And that's totally different than me just picking a bicycle without God giving me permission to do that.
那所以这个跟我自己没有神的灵的带领，也没有神的同意，就自己去想象我要一个脚踏车是不同的。
If I picked it without God's permission, that would be an idol.
那如果我自己选择一个脚踏车，却不是神所允许的，神也没有带领我这样，
if,
那就是带着心中的偶像在祷告。
If God said, "I want to give you this, and I want you to picture it, and I'll give you what I picture," then it's not an idol.
如果神灵先告诉我们说，我要赐给你一个脚踏车，然后我现在要你去想象你想要一个什么样的脚踏车，那就不是带着心中的偶像在祷告。
Because God is there in the scene, giving me permission and guiding me as I go along.
因为在我们的意象的里面，神已经对我们说话，告诉我们要给我们一个脚踏车。那我们是有神的允许，我们自己就去去这个想象的时候。这个不是叫做带着心中的偶像。
Personally, I'd be very careful to keep Jesus in the scene through the whole process.
所以这就是为什么我自己会非常的小心，希望在每一个图像里面都看到耶稣同在。
As I was visualizing the Bible, I'd have the bike, I'd have Jesus there with me.
如果我在想象脚踏车的话，我也希望要想象耶稣在旁边。
I would be checking out his reaction, making sure he was happy with everything we were adding to it.
我会实时的这个看一下耶稣的反应是怎么样，来知道他对我的做这件事情的看法。
And if he started getting unhappy and moving away, then I'd realize I'm off track here.
如果耶稣在我的意象里面呢，他就对这样的事情不高兴，走开的话，我就知道我做错了。
So just keep him in the scene.
所以就是要一直保持耶稣在我们的意象里
面。Any other questions?
还有没有其他的问题？
Okay, if the members in the church they want to get the tongue, the gift of tongue,
yeah.
So they look at so big and keep on the press on praying to get it.
Yes.
Is that also become to pray with the idol?
Okay, that would not be praying with an idol in your heart.
这个不算是带着心中的偶像祷告。
Because God has already stated His intention about tongues.
因为神已经把一个渴慕要这个方言的心放在他的里面。
Tongues is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
这个方言呢是属于这个圣灵恩赐里面的一种。
Paul said, "I would that you all spoke in tongues."
那保罗说呢，我希望你们众人都能够说方言。
Therefore, we know it's God's will for every person to speak in tongues.
所以我们知道这是神的心意，是要每个人都说方言。
So I'm praying according to His will.
所以我这样祷告是根据神的心意。
I'm asking and I keep on asking. I'm seeking and I keep on seeking.
所以呢，就是我不断的寻求，我不断的跟他要。
I'm not trying to change His mind. I'm trying to press in and get what's mine.
我并不是要改变神的心意，而是我要自己要努力，就在祷告的里面，我要进到这个属灵的恩赐里面，要得着这个恩赐。
When I pray with an idol, I'm trying to change God's mind.
但是当我带着心中的偶像祷告的时候，我是试着想要改变神的心意。
In this case, I'm trying to press in and own what's He's given to me.
但是在这样的祷告里面，我其实是很渴慕的，要积极的得着这个方言的恩赐，所以这个不算是带着偶像。
And praying in tongues is really very simple, also.
同时呢，用方言祷告是非常简单的。
It's the same principle of flow that we've been learning all day.
其实就像是我们今天学了一天的关于自发性的这个思想一样。
I take my vocal cords and tune them to flow.
我把我这个发音呢，就是转向这个自发性的这个声音。
I say I am not going to control my tongue with my head.
我就说呢，告诉我自己，我不要再用我的脑袋来控制我的声音。
I'm going to choose to speak, but I'm not going to form the syllables.
我选择我要讲，但是不是我自己来决定我要发出什么声音。
I'm going to tune to flow, and whatever syllables come out, I'm going to believe they came from God.
当我发音的时候，任何从我喉咙发出来的声音，我要相信那是从神来的。
If that's the way you speak in tongues, would you say Amen?
如果那也是你们讲方言的经验，可不可以说 Amen?
Amen.
So all the gifts of the Holy Spirit operate the same way.
所以所有这个属灵的恩赐都是以同样的原则在运行。
It took me a couple of years to learn how to speak in tongues.
我花了好多年的时间才学会怎么讲方言。
Because I just would hang my tongue loose and say, God, take it.
因为我就是把我的这个舌头伸出来，希望神抓住我的舌头来动。
And he never moved it around.
然后我的舌头从来都不会动。
Because I didn't want to move it around.
因为我自己的意志里面，我根本不想动。
I wanted this to be a miracle.
我只希望有个神迹发生。
And if I'm moving my tongues and vocal cords, then it could be me doing it.
因为我想呢，如果我舌头伸出来，但是我自己决定要动的话，可能就是我自己在动。
So I said, God, here's my tongue.
所以我就对神说，神啊，这是我的舌头。
Nothing happened.
请你来动我的舌头。但是什么事都没发生。
My wife spoke in tongues and I didn't.
那所以呢，我太太就会讲方言，但是我不会。
So now we come to the theology of a miracle.
那我们现在就讲到这个神迹的神学。
A miracle happens when I play my part and God plays His.
神迹呢，就是在我要做我的部分，然后神做他的部分的情况下发生。
God says to Peter, "Come walk in the water."
那个耶稣对彼得说，彼得走过来，彼得就从水面上走过来。
Peter's part is he has to stand up, move his foot forward, and go across the side of the boat.
那彼得的部分就是他必须要站起来，把脚踏在这个水面上走。
That's not a miracle.
这不是一个神迹。
That's Peter in action.
这是彼得在行动。
My part in speaking in tongues is I got to choose to articulate syllables.
那我的这个部分要负的责任呢，就是我要张开嘴，我要愿意发出我自己不知道的这个意义的声音。
That's not a miracle. That's me choosing to verbalize.
这个不是神迹，这是我选择我要动我的口。
When his foot stays on top of the water, that's a miracle.
但是当彼得的脚踏在水面上的时候，那个就是一个神迹。
And when the syllables begin to flow out are a supernatural language, that's a miracle.
那么当这个方言从我的口中很自然讲出来的时候，那个就是一个神迹。
So in a miracle, there's a part God asked me to play and a part He plays.
所以在神迹里面呢，有一部分是我们自己要负的责任，另一个部分是神会做他的部分。
And if I teach that to a person, they can speak in tongues instantaneously.
如果我这样教导人的时候，通常他们很快立刻就会讲方言。
When my son got married,I taught his wife how to speak in tongues instantaneously.
当我这个儿子这个刚结婚的时候，我就教导我的儿媳妇怎么讲这个方言。
She had gone to a spirit-filled church for 12 years and hungered to speak in tongues.
她去了教会五年，她非常希望能够讲方言。
No one could say to her what I just said to you.
没有人可以教导她像我刚刚跟你们分享的一样。
When I explained that to her, she tried it and it worked just like that.
当我告诉他之后呢，他马上就会讲方言了。
I hunger for the Spirit-filled church to communicate these things clearly.
我希望呢，这个被圣灵充满的教会在教导讲方言的时候，都可以这么清楚的教导。
Because then our children won't have to wait 12 years before they press into it.
所以呢，我们的这个下一代呢，不用等12年才学会讲方言。
They can understand it and enter in immediately and easily.
他们可以立刻就学会就讲方言。
One of our booklets is entitled How to Receive the Baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我有一本书就是关于如何领受圣灵的洗。
And it teaches what I've just said.
他就讲到教导我刚刚所讲的。
Any other question?
Okay. 还有问题吗？刚才有一位。
We'll take one more and then we're going to take a break after this question.
最后一位，然后之后我们要休息一下。
The pastor said that he has been to also Dr. Yonke Jones church and get his teaching that we should open our mouth.And ask, speak from God, and then He will fulfill what we ask.
Yes.
So a lot of people then ask that their church going to grow 2,000 people, 3,000 people, 4,000 people, and they are so passionate and so excited that time. But when they got back to Taiwan, these things didn't happen, so they are very disappointed.
Okay.
They thought, is this kind of prayer that you pray with the idol?
Okay. Let me add one point of clarification to Cho's teaching.
我在对这个刚刚这个赵牧师他的这个赵牧师这个教导在做一个这个回应。
He might be living this himself and just not teaching the fact that he lives it. He may be doing this but not teaching what he does.
他可能是活在这样子里面，但是他并没有教导。
Here's what I would add to that teaching.
我会在那个教导上面再加一些。
When you need a miracle from God,
当你需要从神来的神迹的时候
you quiet your heart before God.
你要先在神的面前安静
you fix your eyes on Jesus.
要定睛在耶稣的身上
you express the need to the Lord.
向神表达我们的需要祈求
you ask Him to meet that need.
然后求神来满足我们的需要
and then you tune to flow.
然后我们把我们的心转向自发性的流
and you listen to what flowing thoughts are coming back.
然后我们就从主那边领受他要给我们的话语。
You listen to the flowing, you look at the flowing pictures coming back.
然后你就看到神给我们的意象图画。
And you speak forth what you're receiving back.
然后你就
You take what you've received and submit it to three people.
然后你就把你所得到的这个意象或是话语跟其他三个人来分享。
If they confirm it's God,
如果他们也同意那是从神来的
you speak it forth.
那你就再说
You confess it.
那你可以禁食祷告。
You declare it.
你宣告它。
Because speech is part of creating.
因为我们的祷告，我们的言语就是这个创造能力的一部分。
God spoke the worlds into being.
因为神是透过他的话语创造这个世界。
None of us will create anything if we don't speak forth things we have not that we are seen in the spirit realm.
因为任何的事情都是我们先宣告，先讲出来，然后在实际世界这个世界里面才会发生。
But I do not want to create an idol.
但是我不想创造出讲出来一个偶像。
And therefore, I will specifically teach this.
所以我会特别教导这个。
You need to come into the presence of God and hear from Him.
我们必须先来到神的面前，安静的进入他的同在。
What He tells you through flowing thoughts and flowing pictures.
他告诉我们的这些事情，透过这些自发性的流的念头或是意象。
You submit to three others for confirmation as God.
然后你再去找另外三个人来咨询。
Once their hearts bear witness that it's God, you then confess it.
如果呢，他们三个也同意，也感受、领受到是从神来的，那么你就可以确定这是从神来的。
Amen.